I'm me. I'm this podcast. I'm this song. I'm this intro.
Dad, stop. You're embarrassing me.
Really? All right.
I'm you, Dad.
Good call, honey. Great call, actually. Welcome to I'm Your Football Team. Now, newcomers and all, once again, I'm You is just a term to make fun of everything and anything. It's simple terminology that people have caught on to throughout the years, and I'm sure you'll catch on to it easily as well. Hey, everybody. Welcome to I'm Your Football Team. I'm your host, Keith Ernst. Now, one thing I want to talk about before we get into all the wild card games is fantasy football. And as you guys know, I'm not a fan. I've been playing for I don't know how many years, but I'm just not a fan of it because people are just generic. I can't stand them. They actually think they're playing like for real. And there's really no skill involved at all. And I mentioned this before, I can't stand like when people are talking fantasy or whatever because nobody cares about your team. They just want to tell you about their team. But just to put the final nail in the coffin for fantasy football, I would like to discuss a player I drafted. And I drafted this player in a live draft I did on this show. The player I drafted is Dalton Schultz, the tight end for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, when I drafted him, the reaction is a reason why I hate fantasy football. Now, why do I say this? Because I got ripped. And when I drafted Dalton Schultz, people were like, I'm you. Like, I'm that. What is that? I'm him. Who's he? What are you doing? That's not who. There was even a Cowboy fan, I'm him, on the show who was drafting in this fantasy draft I speak of. He didn't even know who he was. Who does he play for? Who is this guy? Who is it? What? And as they're doing that, they're looking at their list, right? You know, the list that everyone has, the magazine. They're flipping magazine covers. I never heard of this guy. Who is this? I'm Ernst. You're terrible at fantasy. Really? Am I? Because I'm actually, like, trying to, like, draft a player that I think is going to be good. Not a player that Sports Illustrated or Fantasy Football Magazine says is going to be good. But listen to this, all right? I'm actually going back to the show right now, and I'm going to play you a clip of how everybody reacted when I drafted Dalton Schultz, one of the better fantasy tight ends last year in the league.
I am going to go with Dalton Schultz.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Just
wait.
There's so many better options out there.
Really? Is there?
Who the hell is Dalton Schultz?
Why don't you just give us the $50 now?
He's my dentist, motherfucker.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Schultz, the guy on the Eagles? No, he's on the Cowboys. He's the backup to Blake Jarwin.
He is the backup.
And Blake Jarwin is going to light shit up.
Is he? Is he?
Wrong time.
He's on the fucking practice squad. Yeah, go ahead and pick him.
Dude, isn't Blake Jarwin on a
I cannot wait. I cannot wait for Dalton Schultz to
break his leg,
to merge as the number one tight end, and all you motherfuckers be like, I'm gonna replay. I'm looking at all your faces right now, and I want to fucking
okay.
Smack
what year are you talking about? 2026.
Let's circle back to this week 18.
Okay.
Woo!
All right, my turn.
Blake Jarwin is gonna.
I'm gonna pick a Jimmy Garoppolo. No, I think he's gonna have a good year.
He is Schultz. I know Jarwin's the starter, Pat. I understand that. Yeah, but you know, number one, he's coming off an injury. Number two, Schultz has been the best tight end in our practice, in our training camp.
That's not saying very much, though.
He gets cut tomorrow.
He's one of the guys.
Get Cooper Rush. I'm going to throw the ball to him.
I can't wait to hear. Let's wait till tomorrow when he gets cut.
Isn't that great? Isn't that awesome? I'm them. That's why you don't listen to people, okay? You do what you believe. You do what your gut believes. But to me, that's what made fantasy football fun, right? Because anybody can look at a magazine and then blame injuries at the end of the year. I mean, where's the fun in that? But anyways, let's get into all wild card weekend games. The first game is the at the Cincinnati Bengals. This is fantastic, okay? We all know the Bengals have not won a playoff game in a long-ass time, as I constantly bring that up on the show, and I'm them. But this is the funniest meme I read on social media about the Bengals' generic lack of playoff streak. Here it is, and this is the truth. I didn't even realize this, but listen to this. Nobody in human history has ever sent a text message about the Bengals winning a playoff game. Bengals last playoff win, 1991. First text message sent, 1992. I mean, that's crazy. It just shows you how long ago it was. I don't know. This is back like when, I guess video stores had that little
porno section in the back. That's how long ago it's been. You know what I'm talking about? It's like in the back, and and they had that disgusting curtain you had to walk through to get and look at all of the videos. That's how long ago it was. And yes, that was our Pornhub when we were kids, by the way. Sneaking into that little porn section in the video store and looking at those boxes with a heart on, right? And running into your perverted middle school science teacher by accident. But in any event, this game looks to be a good one, right? I mean, down to the wire game. Never mind. The Raiders lost to the Bengals already this season. 32-13. Meh, not me. Wait, okay, but where was the game? Oh, it was in Las Vegas. And this game's in Cincy. Okay. So by the looks of that, the Bengals should kick their ass, right? But here's something a lot of you may not know, okay? I really enjoyed those video store porn rooms when I was a kid. And I missed them tremendously. Wait, what? But here's something you may also not know. Statistically, the Raiders have a better offense and defense than the Cincinnati Bengals. Now listen to this. The Raiders' offense ranks 11th in the NFL. The Bengals' offense, 13th. Raiders' defense, 14th. Bengals' defense, 18th. So I'm looking here. It looks like the only thing the Bengals are better than the Raiders in is sending emails to the NFL and driving a car late at night. I'm the Raiders though, right? They're just knocking everybody out of the playoffs. A couple weeks ago, they played the Colts, right? That was first on their list. And they pretty much gave the Colts that staggering punch before the Jags knocked them out, right? Officially. And then they knock out the Chargers out of the playoffs in last Sunday night's game. So it looks like Henry Ruggs isn't the only Raider who knows how to eliminate people. Okay, this is Derek Carr's first playoff game he's going to play in, that is. All right, he was in the playoffs, but wasn't able to start due to injuries, and that was the 2016 season, I believe. Joe Burrows, this is his first playoff game, too, in his young career. Now, let me see. I want to see how many teams, or should I say how many AFC teams, are in the playoffs that the Raiders beat. Let me see here, okay? Only one. Pittsburgh. Now, the Bengals, they've beaten Pittsburgh twice. KC and this Raider team, okay? So technically, you can say they won four times against playoff teams. And looking at the weather, the game is going to be cold. It might even snow. And this is how I want to end this, okay? The Raiders have had an admirable season this year. They really have. Dealing with all the adversity. And honestly, I would like to see them win this game because of everything they've been through this season. I know I give them shit and... but I would like to see them win it. But I don't see it. I think the Bengals are going to be too much for the Raiders. And that stadium is going to be rocking. I'm rocking, by the way, on that. The Bengals are favored by 6 points. Give me the Bengals winning and covering this game. The New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills. Game 3 of the season for these teams. Now remember, the Pats won in Buffalo the first game, and the Bills won in New England the second game. So I'm basically both of their home field advantages on that. And in this game, once again, in Buffalo, the weather may be a factor too, they're saying. And on the Patriots last week, by the way, okay, losing and getting swept by the Dolphins this season. And the Jets played the Bills pretty well, but Bills pulled away in the end to secure the division. What's funny is I keep forgetting that Mac Jones is just a rookie, you know? And he's the only rookie quarterback in the playoffs this season, I believe. Yeah, probably the last rookie quarterback to start every game and lead their team to the playoffs since Dak Prescott, I'm guessing, off the top of my head. I'm the Bills Mafia. I don't think I ever called them once all season. I apologize to all my OMU fans. That's horrible. Like, who the fuck is scared of you guys? I'm your Mafia. Uh-oh, it's the Bills Mafia. Run for your life. I'm you guys. Nobody's scared of you. Wait, I take that back. My dining room table is scared of you guys. Like, I'm you guys jumping through tables. Like, what does that even mean? What's your beef with furniture? What's the connection with Rooms to Go and you guys never winning a Super Bowl? I don't understand that. A sofa didn't miss that kick against the Giants in the Super Bowl. It was Scott Norwood. Like, what is going on here? Just embarrassing. So these teams both have top 5 defenses, okay? The Bills have the first ranked defense and the Pats have the 4th. And I'm always preaching defense on this show, but maybe offense does win ball games more now. Here's an I'm Your Football Team stat. You're not going to hear anywhere else but here. The top 3 offenses in the NFL all made the playoffs. Can any of you guys guess what team had a top 3 defense and did not make the playoffs in the NFL? I will give you 5 seconds before giving you a major clue. That's right. Darnold Ducks, Cam Newton, and PJ Masks. Carolina Panthers defense was second in the NFL, and they didn't even sniff the playoffs. That's mortifying, okay? You have the second-ranked defense, and your offense can't contribute to even get you in a wild card with an extra playoff game? Now, I'm that. I'm you. Humiliating. Okay, the only thing worse than that is a quarterback, I would say, maybe giving up on a play in a Super Bowl after that quarterback fumbles the ball and is afraid to jump on it. Oh wait, that's Cam Newton too. Oh. But hey, Cam, awesome 4-yard first down run, my man. I mean, that Superman celebration, well deserved. I'm you. Now, offensively, the Bills are way better than the Pats. They average almost 30 yards more than the Pats on offense. So Bills have the better defense and offense statistically. So why don't I feel right about this game? Maybe it's the coaching? Because the Bills team has had some ugly losses this season. One was when the Colts came into Buffalo and beat the fuck out of this team. And the other was in Jacksonville when the Bills could only muster up 6 points. And we all know the Patriots have the greatest coach to ever do it. I guess I'm me. I can't buy into this Bills team, man. I can't. And I think the Pats have better running backs and a great defense. And, you know, Bill Belichick will have this defense ready, too. I actually love the Pats getting 4 points here. I really do. And believe it or not, I was going to take the Bills to win, but I just convinced myself on this show that the Pats are going to win with a rookie quarterback, right? Wait, before I do that, on me, let me look something up, okay? Because I brought up Dak Prescott earlier being the last rookie to start games and lead his team to the playoffs, but I want to see who's at, because he lost that game against the Packers. I want to see how many rookie quarterbacks have won playoff games away, not home. I remember Ben Roethlisberger won one home his rookie year, so I'm not talking about home. I'm talking about away, which is what Mac Jones is going to try to do. So let me see here. There are 12 rookie quarterbacks who started 10 or more games in a season and led their teams to the playoffs. Only 12. Pretty impressive for those quarterbacks. Doesn't seem like that happens a lot, right? 12. Let's look at the ones that had to play away playoff games and who won them. Only 3 rookie quarterbacks in the NFL have won an away playoff game. Not home games like Big Ben did, as I said, his rookie season, away games. Okay, here we go. So, wow, okay. First quarterback ever to win a playoff game away. First rookie quarterback, I should say, to ever win a playoff game away was in 2008. Can you guys guess who it was? Joe Flacco. He actually won 2 games away. He's the first rookie quarterback ever to win a playoff game away. It was against the Dolphins and the Chargers before losing the AFC Championship. Next was, I'm this. You'll never guess this one, ever. In a million years. And you know, it's crazy that he's even part of this list. Mark Sanchez. He won his first 2 away playoff games as a rookie. I'm that. And the last is Russell Wilson in 2012. And I remember that game. That's the game against RG3, right? So either way, one of them, they were both rookies that year. So either way, one rookie was going to win. But it was actually Russell Wilson, and RG3 lost that game. So those are your 3 quarterbacks: Joe Flacco, Mark Sanchez, Russell Wilson. So it hasn't happened in almost 10 seasons. And that's crazy, because it happened like only in a span of, what is that, 4 seasons? 3 quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks, won away playoff games. And it never happened before that. And now it hasn't happened in almost 10 seasons. Can Mac Jones join this unique group of quarterbacks? I say yes. I convinced myself. When I started doing this show, I was going to pick Buffalo, but I'm going with the Patriots. I always like Patriots with the points, but I'm going to take them to win the game outright. That's how I feel right now. Uh-oh, here comes the Bills Mafia. They're coming after me. They're mad at me. Better hide my kitchen table and my bedside table. I'm you guys.
What's up, everybody? This is Dave Sturcio, co-owner of Chop Sports and, of course, the Chop Sports Podcast Network. And I'm here to remind you that each and every day, Monday through Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, we're going live. That's right. It's the Chop Sports Daily live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. At around 12:30, this becomes a podcast in which you can stream it on your favorite platforms such as iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Google Podcasts. Each and every day, myself and Gooch go over the previous night's sports, a couple games to look forward to, and of course, we always spark a really great conversation. You can join the conversation by watching us on YouTube Live or download the podcast when that becomes available. That's every day. Check out the Chop Sports Daily.
The Eagles at the Bucks. We found the OMU game of the week on Wild Card Weekend. Look at this. Doesn't mean it's a bad game, but it's still the most generic game. Watch it be like the game of the week, like 50-49. Eagles win. The Eagles and Bucks already played this season. Bucks won. And I remember they were beating them pretty soundly. And then like the Eagles had like a backdoor cover at the end to cover the spread. And a lot of people may not know this because it secretly kind of happened. And that's the Eagles are the top rushing team in the NFL. They average 160 yards rushing a game. Now, the one issue with that is the Bucs defense only allows 92 yards rushing a game. And I believe the Bucs are getting shattered back too, I believe. Now, Philly's defense, when going against top offenses, have failed miserably, all right? And that's another thing staring me in the face. The Cowboys' number one offense scored 41 points against their starters the first game and 51 points against their starters and backups the second game. The Chiefs have the third-ranked offense and put up 40-plus on this Eagles team. And the Buccaneers have the second-ranked offense and put up 28 points on them when they played. And the Eagles haven't beaten one team in the NFC that's in the playoffs. Well, wait a second. Looks they haven't beaten one team in the playoffs in the AFC or the NFC, and I'm that. And I think they're the only team in the playoffs that hasn't beat a playoff team in the NFL. But my whole issue with this game is the Buccaneers. Because I've said all season they have just been waiting for the playoffs. And here's something else you may not know. Here's another crazy stat for the Bucs, okay? They have four losses this season. Three of those losses are against teams that are not in the playoffs, and I'm that. And one of those teams were the Washington Shitbags. So, like I said, have they officially woken up? And if you remember, Washington in the NFC East was the only team to really give them issues in the playoffs last season. Like, Washington almost won that first game, but I don't see it here, okay? I see the Bucs scoring on the Eagles and shutting down the Eagles' run game. The only way I would give the Eagles a shot is if their defense was good, but I just think they're average. Give me the Bucs winning and covering the 8 points. The 49ers at the Dallas Cowboys. I believe Vegas thinks this game is going to be the closest because it has the lowest spread. And not only that, man, everybody is picking the 49ers to win outright. Like outright. Like you go to CBS Sportsline, Pete Prisco, all those douchebags, straight across the board, San Francisco. It's like, really? Wow. I mean, sure, it can happen, but I just, they believe so firmly in it, right? And I wonder if the Cowboys know this. And if it's going to light a little fire under them to show, you know, everyone that they belong there. And because rightfully so, Cowboys have not beat a legit playoff team since the Patriots, right? I mean, they did beat the Eagles twice as well, but on them. But here's my call to everybody's like, oh, the rivalry's back. On that, stop. It's a wild card game. Let's not insult any of those 49er Cowboys teams of the 70s, 80s, or 90s, okay? Because neither of these teams have the right to be compared to them. And not for nothing, these kids on these teams, they're too busy playing on TikTok to watch any old NFL highlights. They give two shits. But I think a lot of these critics and columnists are putting a lot of faith in the 49ers defense because I don't know how you can trust Jimmy Garoppolo. And look, I've watched a lot of football games this season. The one that stands out to me with the 49ers is the Titans game over the holidays. I watched that one from start to finish because I was at my in-laws and I was miserable and I needed to get away from everyone and I'm that. But I actually did watch this game like from beginning to end. And I finally saw why the 49ers decided to take a quarterback in the first round. I mean, I'm them. They took the wrong quarterback, but I see why they did it. Because Garoppolo had more bad passes and interceptions in that Titans game than he has syllables in his last name. Okay? And the 49ers defense is great. Cowboys offense, they really have their work cut out for them. And Cowboys don't turn the ball over, they win this game. It's simple as that. Sounds like a no-brainer, right? But the reason I'm saying that is Jimmy G will throw at least two interceptions in this game. Or should I say have at least two turnovers. The one player who terrifies me as a Cowboys fan is Deebo Samuel, okay? If the 49ers win this game, mark my words, he will have close to 200 yards total offense. Watch. As far as our offense goes, I don't know which Dak is going to show up. I know he just won NFC Player of the Week, but is that quarterback going to show up? Because I'm telling you right now, they are going to make Dak beat them. Zeke and Pollard are going to get swallowed up. Here's my prediction on this game, everyone, okay? If the Cowboys win, it's going to be by double digits. The Cowboys go into the last 6 minutes of the game tied or behind, they're going to lose. And I don't see that happening. If it wasn't Jimmy G, absolutely, man. But I think this will be the game that cements Jimmy G's departure as the 49ers quarterback and the Trey Lance era begins. Give me the Cowboys winning and covering. The Steelers at the Chiefs. You know who I feel bad for the most in this game? All the ladies in the local KC bars. I'm them not being able to go out that night, right? You know, they thought they could go out and celebrate a win after this playoff game, but now they got to worry about Ben Roethlisberger going to that same bar. Seriously, how in the fuck did this team get into the playoffs? I'm that. And listen to this. You think the numbers on Ben Roethlisberger's scale this morning was high? The spread is the highest one of the weekend. They currently sit at a 12.5-point favorite. The Chiefs do. Now, you may wonder why I am not going to make this the OMU game of the week. Because I bring this up about the NFL all the time. All right? This is an emotional game. And I'm telling you right now that it's not going to be easy for the Chiefs. Steelers have been getting made fun of all week. Everybody has said that this game is a loss for sure for them, okay? There are several memes circulating saying that Ben Roethlisberger's retirement party is taking place at the KC Stadium. I meant, really? You're gonna poke his big, fat Hall of Fame ass like that? I mean, come on. You're talking about a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback and a future possible Hall of Fame coach in Tomlin. You're talking about a team with the defensive MVP on their squad. This Steeler team has a lot to rally around. The Chiefs are 9-1 in their last 10 games. And now they can easily be 10-0. And one of those wins, it was against the Steelers, 36-10. Now, why would I take the Steelers here? I mean, the Steelers have the 23rd ranked offense. Chiefs, 3rd ranked offense. And Pittsburgh's and KC's defense is very close in yards allowed. But you know what? Doesn't matter to me. Because like I said, it's an emotional game. That's why I'm going to take those Pittsburgh Steelers to lose. Come on now. I'm you. Really? Come on now. Your boy isn't somebody who likes to watch SpongeBob SquarePants naked eating ice cream sandwiches while company is over at the house or anything. Not that there's anything wrong with watching SpongeBob naked eating ice cream sandwiches while company is over at the house. That's you, man. Please don't cancel me. I don't want to offend anybody out there who watches SpongeBob naked eating ice cream sandwiches while wait a second. I do like to watch SpongeBob naked. I do. With company over the house, actually. But I don't eat ice cream sandwiches. So what does that all mean? I'm taking the Chiefs to win and the Steelers to cover. The Cards at the Rams. To me, this is the most boring game, and that's probably why they put it on Monday night. We already seen them twice. The games aren't that great. And I'm Stafford, by the way, right? Makes it to the playoffs for the third time in his career. Never being able to win a playoff game. Throwing to Calvin Johnson and having Sua on his defensive line, by the way, while he was with the Lions, only makes it twice to the playoffs and loses both games. But it wasn't his fault, right? I'm you. Here's his game to prove it. Shut me up. He's never had a roster like this before. And it still looks like the Cards are not going to have Hopkins, okay? I'm not sure about what, but Hopkins is a huge part of that offense, and the Cards don't have him. The Rams lost to the Cards earlier this season, got their asses kicked, and then they paid the Cards back in Arizona a couple weeks ago, right? The Cards are 1-4 in their last 5 games. On the one game they won in that streak being against my favorite team, the Cowboys, on that. Typical Dallas Cowboys bullshit. But all signs point to the Rams winning this game to me, okay? The spread is only 4 points. Cards needed to win against the Seahawks, and they didn't, right? The Seahawks had nothing to play for. Okay, at least the 49ers had something to play for when they beat the Rams. But the Cards losing at home to a non-playoff team is ass, Kyler Murray. Ass. I mean, the division title was on the line, man. All they had to do was win against a non-playoff team, and they did. Now, the one thing that is keeping me from taking the Rams is Stafford, once again. I mean, the man leads the NFL in pick sixes. The Cards defense, you know, they're not that bad at all. The last time the Cards were in Los Angeles, they beat that ass, as I said earlier. Man, you know what? I got to go with what I've been talking about. You know, this might just cement Stafford as being one of the most disappointing quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. I see Stafford blowing this game, people. I do. They're favored by 4 points too. So give the cards. Give me the cards. Not only covering, but winning as well. Okay, everyone, that's going to do it for I'm Your Football Team, powered by Chop Sports. I'm your host, Keith Ernst. This has been an awesome season. I wanted to just do up to Wild Card Weekend. I love doing these predictions. I love breaking down these games. And I look forward to doing this again next season with all of you, man. I appreciate Chop Sports for giving me the opportunity to spew my generic knowledge of the NFL to all of you. Never know, I might have a pop-up episode here or there. Never know, but this season has officially ended, and like I said, it was a lot of fun. You guys have been awesome. Enjoy the Wild Card Weekend. Enjoy the rest of the NFL season. And keep using I'm You, people. Keep using it. Because if you don't, I'm you.